Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 9:09. We do have our update here from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Candy Westbrook joins us in studio. Good morning, Candy. How's
Hi.
It going?
Hi. Good morning, everybody. I'm doing great.
Good deal. Well, what is going on here at the Chamber this week? I know we've got a lot of good stuff on the way.
We do have some stuff coming up, so good things. We're building a boat at the Chamber. You know,
yes, a boat to go down the 8th Street River.
Yeah, it's all right. It's good. Well, first of all, I just wanted to welcome. We have two new members, Thrive Therapy of Kansas. So they do mental health services for individuals and families. And then SDK Garage Door, of course, installation, repair, maintenance, everything for both residential and commercial. So we're excited about them. I literally had three more apply yesterday. I don't know what it was about yesterday. Maybe because it wasn't raining. And so they thought, well, now's our chance. I don't know, but it's exciting to see this time of year. So, of course, really exciting is there's a new food truck in town. Did you hear about that?
No, tell us about it.
Well, so it's one of our members, Wilcox Bargain Center, right down here on 8th Street, just a few blocks down. They have a great little store. They have little knickknacks and clothes and everything that's just kind of on sale and a bargain. But she decided she wanted to have a food truck as well. And so it's called Yum Yum Food Truck. It is in the parking lot of Wilcox Bargain Outlet, which is at 902 West 8th Street. And we're going to have a ribbon cutting on July 2nd at 10 a.m. And so it's a Chinese is what it is. So all kinds of like sweet and sour chicken and rice and egg rolls and all kinds of yummy stuff. And I'm so excited because she's going to be there every day starting on, I think, 25th. What is today? 24th?
So tomorrow.
I'm excited. So another food truck. All right. VOD in the Ville is back. Here it is. Another great year. They're doing it a little bit different because they're having it in July now instead of August. August is always so hard with back to school and in the summer and just a whole bunch of activities. So the new date is July 25th. And that'll be at 7 p.m. at Spencer Round Theater. And, of course, it's $30 for tickets, and all of the money raised goes to support the Midland. So it's a fundraiser featuring Lindsay Euler Goldapp and Bradley Gray are the two kind of MCs and some entertainment. And then a full lineup of all kinds of wonderful entertainers from music to comedy and theater and just a good variety. Of course, it's a little more on the adult edge. That's why it's called VOD, VOD in the Ville. But such a fun night, and I'm looking forward. You can purchase tickets online on their website, or we also have them at the Chamber. So come on by, and we'll get you all hooked up. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but the library has a new outdoor space. They have a new walkway extension and a patio area. And now it basically can allow for some outdoor seating. So you can grab a book, relax, and then just sit out there and enjoy it. And then that was a big thanks also to the city crew that helped them out with that. So speaking of the city, we got a great opportunity coming. The city is offering community dumpsters. This is a program for summer kind of additional bulk trash. So the community dumpster program provides residents with free and convenient bulk trash. There are some restrictions. Dates, times, all that stuff. So too much to go into detail, but I'm sure you guys probably did a story on it. It's on their website. It's on our website under the news tab. So just a great program. If you've got stuff to clear out, this is a chance to do it. We're trying to clean up Coffeyville, and so just a little bit at a time, I guess. Okay, Stoneburger Performance and Family Care is having an Independence Day giveaway. So one lucky winner will receive a 4th of July weekend basket. It's going to have goodies, summer essentials, a $150 clinic gift voucher for new patients or follow-up visits. And they're going to announce the winner on June 29th, which will be just in time for the holidays. CCC talked about a new program they have. I don't know if it's new, but they're doing some scholarships now. It's the Native American Leadership Program. And it provides students with opportunities to develop leadership skills while also preserving their American heritage, Native heritage. So the program is offering scholarship assistance to students. It'll help cover tuition, books, and program expenses. So if you want to know a little bit more about that, contact CCC for details on how to apply. Of course, I forgot another thing from the city. I know everybody's probably getting the announcement in their bills, but they did announce the new water rate changes. That starts July 1st, so just coming up. So make sure you check out the details on the new rates, either on their website or in your water bill announcement. But that is starting this year, and then there'll be another increase next year. Okay, job of the week. We have a registered nurse at Harry Hines Memorial. So you can check out the details on that and other jobs that we have on our website on the Chamber job board. So that is a job of the week. Okay, a few events coming up I want to share, and a couple of them in some detail for you. The 26th is a very busy day. So it is the Interstate Fair and Rodeo Fun Day Pass, which I'm getting ready to give you some details on. It's also a DIY Nido at the Coffville Rec. So I know they were kind of filling up on spots, so make sure to call quick and see if they still have openings. And then there's also a wire jewelry making class at Crazy Kooky Candles. So lots of craft times in the summer. Got to keep the kids busy, right?
And they got their AC fixed, right?
I know. They thought they were going to be closed for the entire month, but yeah. Big thanks to, forgot who came out. Somebody came out, but yeah. The 28th is evening service at Big Hill Lake with the First Assembly of God. Coming up soon is July 1st. We have our next business over breakfast. I will unfortunately be out of town, so Wyatt will be coming to do our radio announcements. But we've got Keisha Johnson with KFAN, Amber Dean from the city, and Rachel from the library, who's going to share, you know, every other day I find something new that they've got, or a new program service, or they're just doing so wonderful over there. And then, of course, coming up July 11th is the 10th annual summer celebration. I'm very excited about that. And I know they're going to be coming in soon, too. So, but the two big ones I wanted to go into a little bit more detail about. Let me make sure I'm not missing anything. Next week on Tuesday, June 30th, is our final call for professional headshots. This is a service that the Chamber does sometimes every year, sometimes every other year. But we just want to make sure we give an opportunity for businesses, individuals, to get their professional headshots, which are great for, you need a new website picture, LinkedIn, maybe it's just on your business cards. Whatever it may be, we all need one of those, right? I know when you joined the board, I was like, James, I need a picture. Same. So they're great, and it only takes 5 minutes. It's super quick. It's $20 for Chamber members or $40 for non-members. And we've got openings like morning clear until kind of mid to late afternoon on the 30th. But you have to call right away and make sure to sign up for a slot to make sure you have an opening. So give me a call down at the Chamber and we'll get you all hooked up for that. So, okay, the big one that's coming up this Friday, it is the one-day Fun Pass sale. And that is for the 119th Interstate Fair and Rodeo. That'll be August 9th through the 15th, of course, here in Coffeeville. And the theme this year's is Stars, Stripes, and Coffeeville Knights. So celebrating America's 250, the Fair and Rodeo 119th, though, both been around a long time. So this Friday, though, come in. I believe we're going to open, it starts at 9 o'clock and will go, I think, until 5 on the one-day sale passes. And that will be $30, plus there are some fees. So I always let everybody know up front, there's going to be a fee on there as well. But that's the best price because you get all five nights of the grandstand entertainment. It's a general admission ticket, gets into everything. One note, because we always get questions every year, it does not include the carnival. So this is just the grandstand event, the entertainment. $30, really good. I mean, for five nights.
Yeah, because the price of the door is, so it's like 10 or 12 bucks.
General admissions is 15.
15, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, you go to two nights and you've already paid.
Right.
Taken care of it.
I can't believe that. I mean, that's such a, that's great. The one-day pass after Friday goes up to $40. So I guess that's not a one-day pass, but the fun pass. So that's, you're saving $10 just by doing it that one day. So then in August, it'll go up to $50. And then, of course, Fair Week, they don't have the passes. I think they just
add the gate.
The door. Yeah. So what it gets you, though, we have this year's lineup. Tuesday, August 11th, is the L.J. Jenkins Bull Riding. Gates will be at 6, and the show will start at 7:30. Wednesday, the 12th, and Thursday, the 13th, is the PRCA Rodeo. Of course, gates, again, 6, and show starts at 7:30. Friday, the 14th, back again, is the Outlaw Tractor Pull. That was fun. They really had a good time with that, so they thought they'd bring that back again. And then Saturday, the 15th, is the Demo Derby. And, of course, that one's always packed every year. So we're excited about that. So that's, like I said, all kinds of stuff going on. That's 5 nights of entertainment that you can't get anywhere else. Now, ages 4 and up need a ticket. But 3 and under, you can bring them on in. And then, like you said, if somebody doesn't want a fun pass, they do have general admission tickets. Those tickets, the box seats, and the Shoot Heaven tickets are going to be available soon. So we're already getting calls. When do we get those? So I think they wait till after the one-day sale, and they have to do a few other things, and then they'll start working on getting those out in the next couple weeks. General admission for each night is $15. So I think it's going to be another great year, and I really am excited about what they're going to be doing to incorporate the 250 for America. There'll be lots of different activities just for that. Of course, they're bringing back all the fun stuff, the parade and the bean feed, and there's going to be live music and entertainment. And so a lot of fun, one of our biggest events of the year. But Friday, come get your one-day pass. And I didn't mention where to get them. So the best way is to go online. It's at fairandrodeo.com. Pretty easy to remember. You can buy it, and then they'll send it to you in the mail. Or you can stop by the chamber. We'll be there all day. We'll have someone from the fair office that'll be there. And then this summer, we'll have some limited hours, but we'll have somebody that will be selling tickets all throughout the summer down at our offices. So
great. And then, of course, if you can't make it 9 to 5, you can get them until 11:59 online, right?
That's right. I mean, clear up until midnight. So, and then, of course, it'll be the next day. So can't do it. But yeah, that's why I say it's just easier. You can do it at the comfort of your home or office or wherever, and all day. And I'm assuming it starts at 12:01.
I would think, yeah.
You know, so that day.
Get out early.
Yeah. So 24 hours, and you got. Get it. And like I said, $30. So
okay,
we're excited. That's all I have coming up. Like I said, we'll be back more with details about Summer Celebration. That'll be the next big thing coming up. And, of course, 4th of July weekend's coming. Firework tents are starting to go up. I'm already looking for that. So a lot of stuff be going on, and I've seen the weather. It's supposed to be nice next week.
Yeah, we'll hope that holds out. Yeah.
Well, I'll be out of town, darn it, so I won't even get to enjoy it, but it'll be okay.
Speaking of rain, we do have some thunderstorms getting into the Coffeyville area and Independence area right now, so we have those coming on in here, so those are on the way. Appreciate it, Candy. We'll look forward to chatting next week.
Thank you.
All right, and with that, we'll have Open Line continuing straight ahead here on the Mighty 690.